Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Reserve Colonel Grisha Yakubovich, former head of the civilian department of Kogat, the Israeli Defense Ministry body responsible for administering large parts of the West Bank. Colonel Yakubovich, the U.S. plan to be discussed in Bahrain calls for a $50 billion development fund, $28 billion of which would be earmarked for the Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. What are some of the needs that could be met with this money?
Well, there are a lot of needs, especially in Gaza. There are also needs in the West Bank, but if we just stay with Gaza for 1 minute, next year 2.1 million people in Gaza are probably about to be left without water. So I think investing in infrastructure and reconstructing or building the economy in Gaza would be an important thing, really important, for the Palestinians. In the West Bank, of course, economy will always be welcomed. New jobs, it's a highly educated society, and I think that they need jobs in their, let's say, professional studies, like engineers, high-tech doctors, etc. So it will be quite important for the Palestinians.
From what I've been able to see from the White House plan on the White House website, a lot of the money is to go to, besides private initiatives, infrastructure. What kind of infrastructure is lacking?
So in Gaza, it's, of course, water systems, diesel plants, sewage treatment plants, reservoirs, pipes, roads, electricity, energy. This is one of the most important things in Gaza. And, of course, industrial zones. In the West Bank, it's about water, adding energy, industrial zones, very important thing. So the private sector will be able to invest in the private businesses. So the access, the movement, the production will be much simpler. And we have to add to that the crossings. It's like the crossing to Jordan and the crossings to Israel, and it will ease up on the economy, and it will actually bring a huge boost to the Palestinian economy.
You are listening to Colonel Grisha Yakubovich, former head of the civilian department of Kogat, the Israeli Defense Ministry body responsible for administering large parts of the West Bank. Having been a senior official in a body that oversees the civilian affairs in the Palestinian territories, and considering the age-old accusations that Palestinian leaders have in the past merely lined their pockets with outside aid, will it be possible for a fund to oversee the plan? The Americans say that it's going to be managed by a multinational development bank and overseen by a committee that determines where the money goes. Is this something you've heard before?
Yeah, this is something that already happened in the past because, when the Oslo Agreement was implemented, so the money were given directly to the PA. In the past, things happened. Money went to other directions. So the international community that donated the money changed the system. I will give you an example, okay, not a specific one, but an example to what happened. So a certain government decided to implement the project on the ground by hiring their contractors that will be in the field implementing the contract to make sure that the money actually will be invested in for the people and not for the government.
How did they go about that?
First of all, there was a line of budget of, for example, $200 million that will be invested in sectors like from 1 to 10. And then that tender, actually contractors won the tender, and they had to come here and to hire subcontractors on the field to implement the project by themselves.
Basically, what you're saying is that the contractors worked not with the Palestinian Authority, but directly with the aid giver.
Yeah, of course, but it will be also coordinated with the Palestinian Authority because, the contractor must be somebody that has all the permissions. Now, again, I'm talking about the subcontractors, okay, from the field, okay? But the one that will manage the project, okay, it will be a contractor that will hire subcontractors on the ground.
How could this plan benefit Israel?
For Israel, it will be a huge step to reach. I think what Israel wants is one thing, is to sign on a paper that will say an end to the conflict. Okay, we negotiated, we agreed, we implemented things. We are heading towards a certain direction that will lead to a solution, and that the end of that solution or the final goal will be an end to this conflict.
Colonel Grisha Yakubovich, thank you for joining me at the Media Line.
Thank you
I'm
very
Lawrence
much.
Rifkin.
Thank you very much.